USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The United States is considering giving more coronavirus vaccines to Vietnam, its ambassador to the United States said on Sunday, as the Southeast Asian country struggles to control outbreaks of the fast-spreading Delta variant of the virus. After successfully containing the virus for much of the pandemic, Vietnam has been facing rapid outbreaks of infections, with daily cases repeatedly hitting new highs.
العراق اليوم جهزيته كجيش وقوات عسكرية وأمنية قادرة على الدفاع عن نفسها فنحن ليس في أمس الحاجة اليوم.
Iraq's prime minister says his country no longer requires American combat troops to fight the Islamic State group, but a formal time frame for redeployment will depend on the outcome of talks with the U.S. officials this week. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Efforts to vaccinate more people against COVID-19 continue this weekend as health leaders track a rise in cases and hospitalizations. As of Saturday, the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council reported 1,046 patients battling the virus in Trauma Service Area E hospitals. Stephen Love, president of the council, said the number of COVID-19 patients in North Texas hospitals have increased by at least triple in the past 30 days.
What we're worried about, hospitalizations, as you know, is a lagging indicator. So as the case count goes up, you expect more hospitalizations in about 7 to 12 days.
Crews from multiple states are battling wildfires in Montana, where 5 firefighters were injured combating one of numerous blazes that have ravaged rural lands and threatened or destroyed homes across the U.S. West. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Japan's Yuto Horigomi has won the first ever skateboarding competition at the Olympic Games, taking gold in men's street in the city where he learned to skate as a kid and where his sport is often frowned upon. The first ever skateboarding silver went to Brazilian Kelvin Hoffler, who used to sleep with his board when he fell in love with skating as a kid. American skater Jagger Eaton took bronze, the Arizonan adapting best among the Americans to the heat at the Ariake Urban Sports Park in Tokyo. General Motors has identified a battery problem with the Chevy Bolt. The story from USA's Wendy King.
GM has issued a safety recall for almost 70,000 Chevy Bolt electric vehicles due to a defect in their batteries that could spark a fire. The recall affects Bolts manufactured between 2017 and 2019. GM said it will replace defective battery modules at no cost. The recall comes after 2 vehicles caught fire. The automaker is asking Bolt owners to park the vehicles outside until they're fixed and that they charge them fully each night and return them to 90% of charge limitation using Hilltop Reserve mode. The cars previously underwent a recall that updated software related to the battery-driven drivetrain. The recall affects about 50,000 Bolts in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.